This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
There's a worldwide mess with Delta Airlines this morning, plus how to fix youth unemployment in America. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. There is a global computer problem at Delta Airlines grounding all flights right now. Marketplace's Jed Kim is following the unfolding situation and joins us live. Jed?
Hey, David.
What do you got?
Well, it's unclear yet just what's caused the computer failures. Delta has not responded to my inquiries. Its Twitter feed is only saying it's a major system-wide computer outage. Flights in the air are operating as normal, but it is wreaking havoc on travel plans for people still on the ground. I've been trading texts and tweets with would-be passengers, one stuck in a terminal, another's been sitting on the tarmac in LA for about 4 hours. They're hearing messages saying the system is being restarted. Meanwhile, Delta says all passengers need to check their statuses.
All right, Jed, thank you. There was a surge of optimism about the U.S. economy on Friday with a very strong overall employment report, 255,000 people added to payrolls last month. But what about young people? While the teen unemployment rate slightly improved, it's still running at 15.6% during this prime summer working month. Yet some employers with jobs suitable for young people are reporting many entry-level positions are going unfilled. This summer, the employers are holding a series of job fairs around the country with the goal of having 100,000 more young people on the payroll by the year after next. One of those companies trying to get people interested is Brian Nickel, the CEO of Taco Bell.
Unfortunately, in some of these neighborhoods, their world is literally just the areas that they can walk to. You know, what they don't realize is there are opportunities of employment that are just in the neighborhood next to them or maybe a short bus ride away. So there are barriers partly because the infrastructure around them is not supporting them to get that first job, whether it be just telling them where the jobs are available, how to go about getting to the job, what's the right way to prepare. And, you know, I think it's the responsibility of companies like Taco Bell to step in and help these young people get their first job.
What do you think a younger person could get out of working for you at Taco Bell? I mean, is this a real career path?
It could end up being a career, or it could end up being just that, your first job. You know, I've seen a kid come in that has to work because his family needs the additional income. He's now dropping out of high school, comes in, gets that first job. We take the time to find out that, hey, you know what? He really would still like to get his high school degree. We support him. He gets his high school degree. It changed that family's entire outlook because we helped this individual on the income side, but we also built this individual another community to support him longer term. And I think that gets lost in a lot of the discussion because, you know, it can get categorized as, you know, a dead end job. It's got, you know, no future. And I just think that is so far from the truth.
Well, there may not be room for snobbery, but I mean, they're not highly paid jobs when you get started at Taco Bell.
Yeah, look, your first job is, you know, you're getting paid commensurate with the skills that you have, right? And the good news is as you build those skills, your salary builds and your responsibility builds. And that's, you know, I don't know about you, David, but that's how it worked for me.
Yeah.
I started out as brand assistants and then assistant brand managers, and I worked a shift.
Brian Nickel, CEO of Taco Bell there. But make no mistake, there are also applicants who are willing and ready who still get ignored, depending on the company. Hilda Collado is 22 and lives in Los Angeles. She just got her high school diploma and a job from a program called the LA Conservation Corps, which works with at-risk young people. Before finding the Corps, she had tried to get fast food work as far as an hour away from her home, but kept striking out.
There were times when I actually would have interviews. I had about two that they actually did call me back. But when I told them that I never worked at a fast food restaurant before, they'll just be like, okay, well, we'll give you a call back. And I would never get that call back.
So why did you even have to look for work back then? What was pushing you toward this?
Well, my main thing was my child. I had a baby when I was 16. So, yeah, I was really trying to get a job because I had no money. I think she was like two at that time. And I felt like useless. So I was like, I need to go get a job like as soon as possible.
So tell me about your involvement with the L.A. Conservation Corps. Why did you turn to them?
Well, the main reason I turned to the L.A. Conservation Corps was because they had the high school diploma program. And at that time, I was a high school dropout because I was a young mother and stuff. So that was my main reason. But when I got there, they started explaining to me about the job training program and getting paid and getting experience. So I jumped on it and I was like, okay, I guess I could do this. If they're going to hire me on the spot, then why not?
Longer term, give me a sense of what your career goals might be beyond what you're doing now.
Well, my main thing is, like, I really want to go to college and stuff. I want to do 2 years at a community college and then hopefully transition onto Cal State Long Beach and become a social worker.
That's interesting. How come social work?
Well, because I feel like I could help families out because my family went through a lot with social work when I was a child just because my mom was a single mother with six kids and we were all back to back. So we had a lot of social workers and at times I felt like they didn't really help us out. They were more likely to want to take us from her more than help. So I feel like I've been there. I've seen my mom struggle. And if I become a social worker, I feel like I could actually put myself in their position and actually really help them.
Hilda Colato, age 22, from Los Angeles, part of the Los Angeles Conservation Corps. Hilda, thank you for this.
Well, thank you for having me.
Checking my market screens here, the numbers. After the NASDAQ closed at a record high of 5221 on Friday, the NASDAQ future is up 0.3% now. The S&P and Dow futures are each up 0.2%. The FTSE in London is up just 2 points. Checking the 10-year Treasury yield as a gauge of interest rates, we're pretty flat here compared to Friday, 1.58%. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.